There was plenty of pomp in Stillwater, Minnesota yesterday as congressional delegations, state lawmakers, and more than 100 supporters of the St. Croix River Crossing watched the groundbreaking for the new mega project. It will link St. Joseph, Wisconsin and Oak Park Heights, Minnesota, and replace the 80-year-old Stillwater Lift Bridge that's often closed for repairs and flooding. The project has been planned for decades, but because the St. Croix is federally protected, Congress had to pass an exemption for the bridge. Democratic Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, who played a lead role in getting that exemption, says the bridge will have a positive economic impact on both states.
You have very, very strong economies here that are growing. You have Anderson Windows, you have a number of companies, and it just wasn't working to have this small bridge where literally trucks would rattle every time they went over it. The bridge would be closed for months at a time. Incredible gridlock.
Governor Scott Walker has also pushed for the project since taking office in 2010. He says the congressional exemption for the bridge is a rare example of a true bipartisan effort with liberals and Tea Party conservatives working together.
What other project could get Al Franken and Michelle Bachmann on the same page? Or in our state, Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson. I mean, just politically, there's nothing that matches this.
Some construction has already begun to make it easier for crews to work on the river, but before the full project gets underway, biologists must move thousands of rare and endangered mussels by hand. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.